Support for Perspectives comes from Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, seeking justice for the injured, victims of fraud, whistleblowers, employees, and investors in the Bay Area and nationally for over five decades. Online at lchb.com.
Hey, it's Glenn Washington from Snap Judgment. And if you love what you're hearing, and I know you love what you're hearing, please consider becoming a KQED member. Get special access to cool events, behind-the-scenes footage, and so much more. Plus, you'll sleep better at night knowing you did your part for the community you depend upon. It's in you. Please be in it. Visit donate.kqed.org/podcasts to sign up now. That's podcast with an S. Thanks.
From KQED.
I've worked in retail and customer service since I was in high school, so about 3 years now. I'm a full-time college student with my own bills to pay, so I can't afford to focus only on school without having a job. Not to mention, I live in San Francisco, one of the most expensive cities in the country. When the world shut down in 2020 and I was furloughed from my retail job, I had no choice but to turn to unemployment. Luckily, due to the 2020 CARES Act, I was able to receive help, but it left me and many others in the same position with a lingering question. How am I making more money on unemployment than I was at my regular job? Once I returned to work, I ended up only staying at that retail job for a little under 2 months until I quit and moved on to another customer service position at a spa. But now, I finally left the customer service industry for good, I hope. I was tired of dealing with unappreciative and entitled customers, working long, tiring hours for mediocre pay and coming home mentally drained from work that I had no passion for. And I'm not the only one. Studies show that young people like me make up the biggest bracket of this mass exodus known as the Great Resignation. I'm not sure if any amount of money would have kept me at any of the jobs I worked at. But I know that I was not compensated enough for the emotional and physical labor I put in there. The pandemic made me reevaluate what my time is worth and my own value. So, I quit. Something that may not be feasible for everyone working a retail or customer service job. And even though I'm still figuring out what my career will look like, I'm much happier. With a Perspective, I'm Nina Roll.
Support for Perspectives comes from Leif Cabraser, Hyman, and Bernstein, seeking justice for the injured, victims of fraud, whistleblowers, employees, and investors in the Bay Area and nationally for over four decades, online at lchb.com.
Support for Perspectives comes from Leif Cabraser, Hyman, and Bernstein, seeking justice for the injured, victims of fraud, whistleblowers, employees, and investors in the Bay Area and nationally for over five decades. Online at lchb.com.
Hi there, I'm Rand Abdel-Fattah from Throughline. If you're listening to this podcast, you know that KQED produces exceptional storytelling that keeps you informed, inspired, and entertained. Their podcasts cover issues from your neighborhood to the entire country and everything in between. Support this work today.
You can help us continue to bring quality podcasts to your ears. Just head to donate.kqed.org/podcast. That's donate.kqed.org/podcast.